Rinnick, R-I-N-N-E-Y case from the state's tax commission that we've discussed multiple times. Again, I think that the valuation as 100% commercial is probably off for a nightly rental, but I realize that that issue remains to be decided at a later date.
Understand.
More decisively.
Yeah, and I think that the distinction that we have made at that time was that that was a one unit up there in St. Louis on the Rimey case, and that and so, but yeah, I hopefully we will get some guidance at some point from the either the legislature or the courts. As far as do we have any questions for them while they're still presenting what they want to present?
I know Tim said they had, I think it was three units that were not, just came online this year.
Correct.
So your other units, when did they come online? Were they staggered? Or?
They staggered. We're a bootstrap kind of operation. So to get them all ready takes a little bit of time. We started getting them ready, I would say September of last year, and the builder was still staggering completion. I think they wanted to close out the project, but you know, we missed the summer. We did capture some of the, and I have on that sheet on that first page all of my addresses, the revenue for last year, which, you know, you can't really have a run rate because we missed the season. And then I have a year to date for this year, and you'll see the three on there that under the 22, it was addresses 101, 117, and 127 Waterway were not online and generated no sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
So as of January 1, we didn't have anything. So.
And do you manage these, or do you go through a management company?
I have a management company. We are, for good or bad, we're going to manage ourselves next year. So.
Yeah. I think it's real difficult to press give any consideration on an income approach just because when they're not a full year, they're fairly new.
Yeah, I gave him, and I have copies of projections for this year. I don't have much weight. I mean, I have us losing $7,700 with the current tax assessment.
Yeah.
But like I said, I kind of took that approach. You know, it takes a year for them to kind of get ramped up anyways to hit their stride. I kind of have a model, 64% of the revenue comes in by the end of July. And so I kind of took that revenue and forecasted out to kind of give that. But like you said, it's hard to – that's why I didn't go off of income. The only thing I have to go off of is other houses like mine that were built like mine and the valuations that the assessor put on those versus mine, which is very different.
Okay. Why don't we hear from the assessor, and then we can come back to you guys if you have more.
Okay. So, again, we use the cost method, which we're – usually pretty low on for these. We spoke with your developer. That's why we went ahead and brought these rates down in this area to match what his vertical cost was. You haven't brought any kind of evidence showing what you paid. I mean, how many you have? 11? 9 of these are these units. You must have check something that you would show that this is what I paid to the developer for this. You must have an average. You must have something tangible to show, but you're not showing that. And no one else is coming in on our cost values on this anymore. Everybody's happy with it. They're just fighting classification. But on any units in this Branson Cove, they're not fussing about where I have cost, you know, done the cost approach with.
Okay.
And again, we discounted it.
And are how many of the other units are also the two-bedroom units that he's talking about? I mean, it's my understanding that originally you guys talked to the developer and brought down the values that you had on this entire project. Is that my understanding?
Right. On all of the nightly rental units, these what I call them resorts, Branson Cove, Chateau Mountain, the builders have told us what they call their vertical costs to build these units, and that would go by a square foot basis. And so
And Chris, we're not telling you you have to disclose. I mean, if you don't want to tell what you paid for it, that's up to you. But, I mean, if it was lower than this, that's evidence that perhaps her value is too high. But if it's not, I understand if you're trying to go more at the income approach, you just don't really have it because you haven't been around doing this
very
long.
Where she's off base is the land value per lot is $125,000. So look at the lot. You have $125,000 on a Lakeview channel up top, and you have $125,000 lot price or land value on a property that's in the core of the development with 18-foot tall retaining walls. Now, I would say I have a lot of sunk cost from the standpoint of having to excavate 18-foot of rock and add concrete retaining walls, but I don't think a buyer would give consideration for that. They're going to look at the value, and that's my bad for paying too much to excavate rock, but I don't think that should dictate a value substantially higher. Like I said, these two bedrooms cannot be looked at in the same way as the 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12 bedroom properties in that development. And I would ask her why you didn't do the same cost analysis on Trophy Run's lakefront property that were built after mine that are nicer than mine and cost more per square foot to build. So you're obviously showing favoritism or something towards Trophy Run's property, which is 5 minutes down the road versus Chateau Mountain that's not even comparable because there's nothing in there under, I think, five bedrooms. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Response?
Again, if you look through here at my land values, the lots are the same size. Whether you decided to build a two-bedroom or you built a bigger unit on top of it, that was your choice, not...
Lots aren't the same value when you're talking lakefront views, lake channel views, concrete views. They're not valued the same.
Does the assessor's office take into account any lake view, or is that not really something that you can...
When we talk to the developer about what they paid for the property, you know, what they've got in there for their common area, all the costs for the parking, the roads, all that, that's where we came with it.
Okay.
And so we divided it among everybody because the lots all appear to be about the same size. So.
Tim, to be clear, what is the, and I can ask both of you, what's the appeal basis here? Is it both classification and value?
Yes.
And do we have you thrown discrimination in there too? I don't even know. I haven't seen the sheet. Do we have it? What's it say? No, okay. It's valuation and classification. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Are you guys residents of Taney County?
No.
Okay. You've kind of heard what we're doing on the classification. I understand, as we've had discussions with Mr. Davis here, that maybe we'll get some guidance later on, but that's what we've been doing. And to be consistent, probably on the classification, unless the board has other comments, I think that's probably where we're going. On the valuation issue, does the board have more questions?
I don't have any more questions.
I was going to ask, so on the valuation that the assessor came up, was there a standards price per square foot or...
I'd rather not tell the developer's cost that he gave me because that might aggravate.
I understand.
Them.
We don't have to say that on the record. He's just asking.
But what I'm saying
did
is,
he give you one?
If you take this apart, we actually have this two-bedroom unit at $137,000. You know, $137,368 is the actual structure that we've got, and then, like I said, the rest is the lot. And so, can you build this brand new building for that price? That's kind of the question, and you'd have to prove.
You're off
where
base
you're
on
this.
The land, and that's throwing up everything else because everything drives. Like I have a small house, I get that, but when you have the same land value as a lakefront, lake channel, whatever, it just doesn't make the numbers work. $2,700 is what I'll have to pay per bedroom. And others in there are $1,600. It just doesn't work.
I think in the past what we've looked at, if that's an issue, is either comparable sales or what you paid for the property.
So. I'm looking at the value that the expert has placed on Trophy Run, which is right across the road. Yeah. And if she wants to talk about amenities, they both have pools. They both have playgrounds. We have 15 foot of lake access visibility. If we have to walk down a path, they have several hundred feet of lakefront. They have a game room, a gym. We have a pickleball court. The only difference is the indoor pool. That and if you're going to assess everybody significantly higher for that, that's fine. But I also have a Trophy Run property that's lakefront that has an indoor pool that is less in value that she's placed on it than mine. So if we scale it to square footage, we would be at like $62,000. I'm not asking for anything crazy. If you go up the hill to Trophy Run and you look at the valuations of the two bedrooms, one of which used to be a timeshare, it sold. You guys approved the reclassification a couple days ago. That would be valued mine at $75,000. Like it, I'm not asking, like I didn't go all the way scorched earth and want every little penny. I want to pay my fair share, but this is not fair, I'm telling you.
And the fairness is the comparison across the street.
Yes.
Is what you're talking about.
Yes.
Response?
Well, first of all, I mean, if you want to think of it just as a building, because that's what we look at it as. It's a building and where it's at, because neighborhoods are different values. You have to admit, if you're in one neighborhood, it's more desirable than another. And so in this case, and it doesn't matter to me for bedrooms because I don't go inside, you have 1,170 square feet, which, and it's a house unto itself. It is not an apartment or a condo. And to build yourself a house with 1,170 square feet, this is where we're at.
Tim, do you have something else you'd like to add on this?
Yes, on the three houses that were incomplete as of January 1st, I think those houses need to be assessed as of January 1st. That's under Chapter 137.075 and 137.080. And so I believe if you have a simple construction site existing as of January 1st, and it'll be months down the road before that site even gets completed, I don't think that those can be classed as commercial. And even if classed as commercial, they certainly can't be classed as a full-valued, completed structure.
Okay.
On the beacon, you should be able to see the picture. Our pictometry is valid as of 1/17/2023, and these are finished places on the 17th of January. If you look at all of these, they're done.
I see a roof. I don't see sheetrock. I don't see cabinets. I don't see hot water tanks.
So you're saying they weren't done during that? They were not done on January 17th?
I don't know from the construction point of view. I didn't even go in them until after.
Okay.
But I know I did not generate sales tax, which I thought was kind of a rule of thumb for changing it from residential, which they were, to commercial. That's kind of how I looked at it.
Well, I, without you guys telling us, I don't know whether they were available for rent on January 1 or what.
I have calendars.
I don't know if they were finished on January 1.
Yeah, I can show you calendars that show they weren't even online on January 1.
Weren't online?
You mean online to rent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh. So, like I said, we've got pictometry pictures, and pictometry, you can actually look at all the sides, you know, if you just spin the little wheel, and you'll see what we were assessing was
that
finished stuff.
That, what you saw, was done like 4 months prior. You still have to apply insulation, sheetrock, electrical. Like that's what you're showing
is the exterior.
Is the exterior, which is the first thing that goes up. So.
Okay. Well, can you give us a date? I mean, are you saying that they were not done?
They were not done. We didn't come online.
Which ones?
Let's see here. /201, /217, and /227, Waterway Sound. They did not generate any rent until...
Well, the generation of rent we're not so concerned about. We're concerned about whether the physical structure was...
Oh, done. Those three were not done.
And at what point were they at that point?